In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in our body.
And he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. Whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, and this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. As Christians, we don't simply believe in God in general, but we specifically believe and follow and serve Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, who has become man, God with us, who has come to take on our life, to be tempted as we are, yet without sin, but who took upon himself the sins of the world and our own sins, and to be our crucified Savior and resurrected Lord. He who nailed our sins to the cross and invites us to take our cross and follow him. But what does it mean? What does it mean to deny oneself and take up our cross? Let us suggest for our brief discussion today that it means three things. No hitting back, no excuses, and no shame. No hitting back means accepting the cross of injustice, of criticism, of blame from others, and that's hard. It's hard. Most typically when we learn somebody doesn't like us, we make up our mind not to like them in return. End of story. But self-denial means taking it. Taking it and letting it be food for humility. That it's a blessing for others, it's a blessing to you for others to not have a good opinion of you. To accept correction and criticism, it's tough. A priest wrote, Our faith in Jesus Christ and in his sacrifice on the cross is founded upon our willingness to forgive, just as we seek forgiveness from him. One who dismisses the necessity of forgiveness betrays the very sign of the cross being offered with their own right hand. It's hard to accept criticism and injustice. We'd rather get a lawyer. But Elder Paisias says it's an investment in your future, in your eternal future. He says, whoever does not humbly accept a reproof or remark will be continually flogged by his own egoism, laid into by other people and pummeled by the devil, who will fling him from one temptation to another in order to make him indignant, even to the point of losing his soul. Therefore, he says, we should accept criticism, even if we were not to blame at the time, but were perhaps in the past and were then compensated, or we were never to blame, but God allowed it, that we might deposit a few cents in his eternal savings bank. The eternal savings bank. Put a few cents in there for taking some stuff. Yes, it's turning the other cheek. It's taking a hit on our ego. It's self-denial. It's humility for the sake of our humble Lord. And we forget how humble our Lord was and is. The cross and the coming remembrance of the passion of Christ are vivid reminders of how humble our Lord is. Saint Seraphim, a bishop of Sofia, Bulgaria in the 20th century, writes, humility is the direction of our whole Christian life. Its very foundation. In exchange for humility, God gives us grace. Because humility and meekness Because of humility and meekness, grace preserves us from all the snares of the enemy, turns all sorrows into joy, and unites us with Christ forever. And even in our earthly life, we will experience the unspeakable joy of this oneness with God. He says it is only for humility that the Lord gives us his grace, which alone can give us the power to love those who offend us. Take up your cross means be humble like me, your crucified and humiliated Lord, who won a great victory over sin, death, and the devil by his humble self-offering. Excuses. We sing at the pre-sanctified liturgy from the Psalms, incline not my heart to words of wickedness, nor to practice excuses for sin. Deny yourself means no excuses. No excuses. To deny all excuses. Humility means no excuses. Some people, that's all they have are excuses. It's all because of someone else. Their whole life is because of someone else. It's someone else who's to blame. They're a victim of circumstance. They're a victim. If you're always the victim, then there's no self-denial. There's just self-justification. If all you have are excuses, then you have no humility. None. Zero. Adam and Eve were the first excuse makers. Adam says to God, the woman you gave me, she gave me from the tree. It's her fault. And is even blaming God. The woman you gave me, making excuses. Everybody else. Elder Paisius again says, one who justifies himself with excuses makes no progress in the spiritual life, nor can he find any inner peace. God will not condemn us for a mistake we have made, but we must not try to justify ourselves for that mistake and consider it to be just a natural thing. So, if you want your excuses, you're guaranteed to have no progress and no peace. So good luck with that. The only excuse which we should be eager to make is to excuse others, to overlook what they did or said, to cover their sins, to have compassion and understanding from one sinner to another, to consider others. Christ forgave his torturers and murderers. And he did it where? He did it from the cross. From the very cross. Self-denial is not to place yourself above anyone, but to be below them, and to be below them comfortably. To be comfortable being below others. Be contented there. And even to rejoice. To rejoice in it, says the elder. And so says our Lord, that he who humbles himself shall be exalted. No hitting back, no excuses, no shame. No shame, as in not being ashamed of Christ. No shame, as in not being ashamed of our faith. As in not being ashamed of the sign of the cross made in public. Of what people might think of our Orthodox practices and behavior. We can't risk people thinking we're weird. It's our natural feeling to be ashamed, to want to hide our faith. And certainly the demons encourage that. And indeed, the whole communist program in Russia towards and growing here today was to make religion a private matter. For it to be so hidden from view that not even God will see it. God, not even God will notice it. That was the way the communists dealt with the church. No public preaching, no public education, no Christian education. The time is coming, brothers and sisters, the time is upon us when we, and especially our children, will face ridicule, and maybe worse, for our faith. We'll face ridicule for believing in marriage, as universally practiced by all cultures, at all places and all times of human history. For that, we'll face ridicule. We'll face ridicule for calling perversion, for not celebrating sodomy. The challenge will be to deny our get-along, go-along self, to deny that self, to not be afraid to be different, to not be afraid to not fit in. It's tough, especially for our young people. But God's grace is sufficient. St. Anthony the Great said famously, back in the 4th century, he said, "A time will come when the whole world will be mad, will be crazy. And they will say to us, they'll say to the Christians, 'You are mad. You are not like us.'" That time is upon us. We will be called to stand and take up the cross of shame and ridicule for the sake of Christ and for the sake of God's truth, for the sake of God's way and God's vision of life, and to count it as a joy and a privilege and a blessing to do so. The cross of not caring what people think, the cross of not caring what they might say, but only caring what God thinks and what God says. And we will do that along with other Christians, and that will be good ecumenism. Self-love must give way to self-denial. To deny yourself is to deny your self-love. Everything in our world now is designed to promote self-love and all manner of evil in the name of love, that all would be empowered in their self-love, empowered to feed demonic pride, to fill up the cup of pride, and to disdain Christ, and to disdain Christ-like humility. But to deny oneself is to deny the spirit of Antichrist, which is coming. And so finally, our power, the power we live by, is the power of the cross of Christ. That's our power. That's the power we venerate today. That's the power that empowers us. The power of self-denial. The power of taking up your cross. The power of humility. The power of no excuses. The power of no shame for Christ. To be on His side. To follow His steps. To lose our life that we may find it in Him, through Him and with Him. Our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, who loves us and gave Himself for us, and gave us His cross for our victory in life. By the power of the precious and life-giving cross, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Amen.